Quietly. I woke up this morning and got out of bed and somehow landed feet first at the foot of a Californian redwood. It towered over me, and I'm no sapling. Last time I took my own photo, I was something enormous. An amorphous. I'm a shape-shifting wildcat bird in a bird. And I'm also amphibious, I say, sliding out to sea. I woke up without you, but I knew you were just focusing on your breathing. Truthfully, my mind wanders on the inhalation. But the exhalations got my attention. When the hurricane took the roof off, I really wished that we had a bathtub. I've kissed goodbye to all the books and electronics. And watching the oranges spiral up through the air, that just blew my mind. I tiptoed so as not to disturb you and made a point of not talking in my sleep, obviously. Night and day are two sides of the same coin. In jest, I emptied out my pockets. You laughed your head off when I did that. I thanked my lucky stars I was familiar with sharks. Because they eat carrion, and someone has to. Let's celebrate the carbon cycle, we shout in unison as we clasp our hands together again. I try not to disrupt the fragile rivulets on your new skin. Good geography requires space and time, I said. Seriously, you were reassured by my understanding of everything. It's just all the audiobooks, I say modestly. I'm grateful for being such a good listener. We are having a shared lunch while we reminisce. I'm passing you pieces of baguette, which I eat myself. I'm tall, so it takes a while before my head reaches the ground. Fortunately, I'm really patient, so I can wait.